The National Academy of Sciences is launching a comprehensive study of how mountaintop removal coal mining affects the health of those who live nearby. That's welcome news for many coalfield residents who've long worried the dust and dirty water from mountaintop removal have harmed their health. As Benny Becker reports, past efforts at research ran into roadblocks and delays.
Concerns about how surface mining affects the people of Appalachia go way back.
All you have to do is just look on the mountain to know that it's not best for the people.
That's Bruce Hatfield, a resident of Mingo County, West Virginia, from the 1979 Apple Shop film Strip Mining. In the years since, surface mining has gotten scaled up and evolved into mountaintop removal. Instead of cutting into the side of a mountain, it's become common to blast the whole top off to get at the coal seams below.
They're just leveling our mountains in here.
That's Ed Wiley speaking in 2007 about mining in his native Boone County, West Virginia. One mine was right beside his granddaughter's elementary school.
Tears were pouring down this little girl's eyes, and she says, "Gramps, these coal mines are making us kids sick." That hurt me. It was like a sledgehammer.
In 2006, Wiley decided he had to take action. He decided to protest the situation by walking all the way to Washington, D.C. At that point, very little research had been done, so Wiley didn't have much besides anecdotes to back up his arguments. But that same year, Michael Hendricks arrived at West Virginia University as a professor of public health. He soon started to hear worries about the health impacts of mining and the dust it puts into the air that people breathe.
I looked at the literature and found nothing that was done in the United States on public health problems related to mining.
So, Hendricks decided to study it himself.
Many of my colleagues told me when I started that the health problems would be due only to things like poverty or smoking, but we were able to control for those risks, and I can literally remember the very first study hitting the run button on the computer and seeing that, yes, there really was something here. I was surprised.
Hendricks kept on studying the issue, and other researchers quickly followed suit. A number of studies linked mining to a variety of health issues for those living nearby, including increased rates of cancer and birth defects. Hendricks says the response to these studies was not what he was expecting.
When I started, I was naive and thought that maybe the evidence would speak for itself. But I've learned that that's not how things work in the coal fields of West Virginia.
Coal is West Virginia.
For years, that jingle was brought to you by Friends of Coal and the West Virginia Coal Association. Bill Rainey is the association's president.
I think Hendricks is anti-mining.
Rainey says he doesn't trust Hendricks' research and also thinks it ignores a bigger health concern, the loss of mining jobs.
If he wants to come to southern West Virginia and eastern Kentucky coal fields today to see what unemployment and not operating mining operations has done to the health of people, when they don't have a job, then health suffers.
The mining industry sponsored its own studies to criticize Hendricks' research. One critic claimed that Hendricks' findings weren't reliable because they didn't account for consanguinity. That's the scientific term for inbreeding and an apparent reference to a baseless stereotype about Appalachians. And then Hendricks was called to testify in front of Congress, where he didn't exactly get a warm reception from Louisiana Congressman John Fleming.
I've seen fifth grade science projects that were more scientific.
You know,
than
I came here not to be insulted.
Yeah, this I'm sorry, sir, but I have the time. The time is mine. You should be embarrassed to be here with a study like this.
Hendricks isn't the only person who found that politics can become challenging when you start advocating for research on the health risks of mountaintop removal. In 2013 in eastern Kentucky, state, local, and federal officials formed an organization called Shaping Our Appalachian Region, or SOAR. The idea was to explore how the region can adapt to a changing economy and fewer coal jobs. Here's Jared Arnett, SOAR's executive director.
This is a huge opportunity to connect from the governor to grassroots in a unified effort.
What we'll do, since we've got a small group, is maybe just go around the room, tell who you are.
This is Dr. Nikki Stone. SOAR started off by setting up working groups to identify community needs, and Stone, she chaired the health group. They held 16 listening sessions, and she says people kept bringing up environmental health, including worries based on Hendricks' research.
It came out in every meeting. It came out very gingerly. So I think people have been afraid to talk about that issue for a long time, but it came up over and over, and it ended up at the top of our list.
In its final report, the working group advised that SOAR ask a federal agency for help studying the issue. Dee Davis was part of the working group and is also director of the Center for Rural Strategies.
The director of the CDC said, well, you make a request and we'll send investigators in. That was his promise at the public meeting.
Then, the next time they spoke with the Centers for Disease Control,
we asked why we hadn't heard anything back, and the spokesperson there said she was not aware of any requests, but she would look into it and then get back to us. As far as I know, that was the last time anybody from CDC acknowledged the request.
It's not clear where exactly things got stalled, but here's what Jared Arnett had to say about why these concerns weren't a priority for SOAR.
It's about uniting, and a lot of the things that may not be a part of SOAR that people want to be a part of SOAR are very divisive.
Dee Davis, on the other hand, says that health concerns need to come first.
It's not really going to help us to sweep big questions about cancer and birth defects under the rug. If we're going to build an Eastern Kentucky economy that works, then part of that is making sure that our communities, they need to be places where people can live healthy lives, knowing that where they live is protected.
There's still no sign that the CDC is going to look into this issue. But with the announcement of two federally funded studies in the last year, the research is moving forward. A study by the National Academy of Sciences was announced just last month, and the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences also has research underway, which Director Linda Birnbaum described during a recent visit to Eastern Kentucky.
We're currently doing complete reviews of all the papers related to the health effects of mountaintop mining. Now, I don't want to prejudge our report, but my reading of the literature is that it's not good for people's health, and why would we be surprised?
I asked Michael Hendricks if he thinks these new government-backed studies mean we've turned a corner.
They are at least recognizing that there's an issue and looking into it in some fashion. I hope that that is a positive shift, but I'm going to wait and see what happens.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Benny Becker in Whitesburg, Kentucky.